la 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 la.
Shalom, את ההכנה לשיעור היום הכינו.
Hello, the preparation for the lesson today was done by CAMBU 1 and Toronto 2. We're going to read an excerpt from the sources. One who is sitting at home is not as one who is standing before a king. This means that faith should be that he will feel all day as though he is standing before the king. Then his love and fear will certainly be complete. As long as he has not achieved this kind of faith, he should not rest. For this is our lives and the length of our days. And we will not accept any recompense. And the lack of faith should be woven in his limbs until the habit becomes a second nature, to the extent that when I remember him, he does not let me sleep.
Jensen.
Jensen, go ahead.
Question for an active workshop. What does it mean to stand before the Creator? Again, what does it mean to stand before the Creator?
After a lot of work on adding the importance of the goal and the greatness of the Creator society, a great force awakens, gives me the feeling that I'm very small relative to it. It gives the feeling of that you are in the presence of something precious that awakens these qualities, these sensations, a certain love and fear and wholeness.
Yeah, to stand here before the whole world kli and speak about the most important things each of us has, even though I can't compare this huge power of the world kli, the power that gives vitality to this whole planet. And at the same time, to get the power from the friends, from the ten, and just give everything in these hours, in this lesson.
It's to toil and love friends, try to bring the ten to adhesion.
The truth is, we're standing before the king every second. Doesn't matter where we are. It is our work to make each other feel it and believe it. And that will make us behave differently in life, but mainly in the morning lesson. When all the opportunities are right before us, and we just have to take it and be aware of it.
Leave to the thought, the feeling that there's no one besides him, that he's filling the complete ten, connected ten.
Right, to come to feel in all the organs that he is the one who gathered us here. We're the one we yearn for, demand, pray to. He's the one who listens.
The feeling of importance and greatness of the Creator through the friends, and there are no more suitable conditions for it, like the morning lesson. It's a perfect holy time. We can be alert, we can ready and work on it. The Creator assembled all the friends, he's in them, he speaks from behind them. That's it, like that.
The importance of the friends, of the of import, feeling of importance, as a friend said. You're just feeling in every situation that this is where you are, in front of the Creator.
To the extent that we can annul our nature, we can feel the general force in the ten, of Kabbalists of the whole world, Kli, the force of mutual bestowal above our nature. This is the upper force.
Right. What the friend said. And bottom line is to try to see the Creator in every action, every moment in life, to see that the Creator is in disguise. He sees us, but we don't see him and we forget that he exists.
This is a practical application of the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's a place before us. The goal is great, and implement Kabbalist advice to be worthy of standing before the King.
To see that the Creator stands behind all the friends, behind the ten, and the whole world clear.
To connect all of reality, the connection between us, to him, to ask for that connection, not to let go of the prayer constantly, for this connection to live with the friends, to remember what is our goal, what is our role.
Right, to do what we can, so the friends will achieve equivalence of form with him.
To hold together behind the friends of the entire system, the world clear, where we, and the whole of humanity, where we ultimately want the light to come to and delight the Creator.
We're going to read another excerpt from the sources. The reason we need to begin with praising the Creator is that it is natural that there are two conditions when one asks for something of another, that he has what I ask of him, such as wealth, power, and repute as being wealthy and affluent, that he has a kind heart, meaning a desire to do good to others.
Silent workshop. Ask in your heart that the friends have the ability to ask the Creator. Again, a silent workshop. Ask in your heart, each friend, ask in his heart that the friends have the ability to ask the Creator.
really.
The prayer. Please, we demand, let all the friends feel that they are truly standing before you, the King, the good that does good.